You're listening to a snippet from the Mayo News Gaelic Football Podcast. This week, we were discussing the fallout from the decision of the Mayo Ladies Football County Board to pull out of the championship dramatically after a dispute between the manager and players. The former Mayo goalkeeper and All-Ireland winner, Denise Horan, joined us in studio along with Daniel Kerry to talk about the fallout from this incredible decision. And here is a little part of the podcast. For the rest, go to mayonews.ie.
Really can't see how Mayo not being in the championship this year is in anybody's interest, really. And it just means, again, as you said yourself earlier, Robert, it just means that Mayo Ladies Football is seen yet again in a very poor light in the media and at national level. And I think, you know, we're in danger of coming to the stage where Mayo Ladies Football is noted more for its internal wrangling and rows than for the incredible success it's had over the last 10 years, and that would be a huge pity.
Yeah, it's really just like we had three managers, and I think it's last 3 years, or is it three managers in 4 years? And you add into the fact that amidst all these disputes that are popping up, you have success of Carnacon, you have success of even Mayo like reaching the semi-final last year and putting up a good performance against Cork. I was at the game myself. So within there, there's still talent. The county still has a lot to offer. As you said, they're still in the top five. But pulling out of the championship makes Mayo a story in terms of, in the long term, no team has ever done this in men's or ladies' football to pull out of the championship. Not in our living memory. I'm sure we'll have to go back through the archives to find a team actually pulling out of a championship.
Absolutely not. I mean, I think it is unprecedented, and even if there were precedent for it, it wouldn't be a good enough reason to follow it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ludicrous, really.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it, like as Danny said, it seems like it's a very complex situation, and I'm not privy to the details of it, you know, from either side. And it does seem like there's an awful lot of personal frustration here, both on the part of the county board and the delegates, and also on the part of the players and the management team that withdrew. But really, it's not just about them. There's a huge number of people involved there. But it's about the wider Mayo Ladies football fraternity, really. And that includes kids in primary schools who have, you know, aspirations of playing in Croke Park, who have aspirations maybe of going to Croke Park this year to watch, you know, their heroines play there. And that may not have happened, you know, this year. Mayo may not have got there, but they got there less than 3 years ago. And, you know, even if it didn't happen, there was a chance of it happening. There's no chance of it happening now with them not being in the championship. And I really just think it's a serious pity. And I mean, I think there could be a very slippery slope here. Mayo withdraw 1 year, who knows what happens next year.
Yeah.
Yes, time is probably needed on all sides, and the situation needs to be resolved. But, you know, withdrawing from championship and not playing football, which is what everybody, you know, wants to do or to be involved in some way, like the problem will still be there in October or November. It needs to be resolved. And that may have meant that some kind of caretaker management needed to be put in for now, or some kind of interim solution. But, you know, it's certainly not unprecedented for teams to try and paper over the cracks in the interest of getting on with things and in the interest of doing what they do best, which is playing football. And I don't see how that couldn't have, you know, somebody didn't have the wherewithal to, you know, to bring that about in this situation as well. Difficult and all, I'm sure, as it is.
What makes Mayo different, this Mayo Ladies team different than other teams? Every team has 15 personalities, you have to throw them together. And there seems to be two problems here. One, there's ongoing personality clashes within the camp and between that and the board delegates. But the amount of times that you see this in Limerick and Cork and here, where the delegates are unanimous and then the players are, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. Denise made an interesting point in our earlier conversation. She said that, you know, that you have ups and downs and disputes even in successful times and successful teams. You know, sometimes in rare instances, it can even be the trigger for something, for further success, as it was, say, in the case of the Cork hurling strike in 2004. But in recent years, it seems to be something that's almost entirely unique to hurling and to Mayo Ladies Football, and I don't mean that facetiously.
Yeah,
you know,
I
can't think of another example outside of hurling and ladies football in this particular county. I mean, withdrawal from the championship, if it happened at all in any GA code, we're talking, I'd say, the 1880s.